Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
And I want you to hear me tonight. There is a biblical way of dealing with every situation, including offense. And if you don't deal with it, you can stand in church week after week, lift your hands, and sing the same songs, but your prayers, your praise, and nothing else is going anywhere.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's continue with Pastor Rogers in this new sermon series, Mind Management. This is part two from that series. Let's go into the message today.
You have a will, and you will or you won't. You go crazy because your will said, let's go crazy. Your body said, I'm in. Look straight at me. Just look straight at me right now. There's so many elbows flying. It's like sparks all over the room. God gave you a will. Say that with me. God gave me a will. And the best time to combat temptation is before it arrives. So if my mind is filled with the word of God, I already know the answer before the question ever comes. Come on now. Am I going to do this? Well, what does the word say? Now, if I don't, the Bible says, I will hide thy word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Let this mind, allow the mind of Christ to be in you. Study the word of God to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Why am I constantly being taken down by the same thing? Because I have not yet made up my mind and got my will involved in this. Now, realize this. It's not dependent upon your will to stand. I'm going to show you that in a few moments. The Holy Spirit on the inside of you will point you to the cross. And it's not about willpower. It's about real power. Because my will sometimes will and sometimes won't. But if I choose to will, He is working in my life, then the Holy Spirit kicks in and gives me the help that I need to overcome the emotions. I'll show you here in a minute. So, I've made up my mind, Psalm 119, 112 says, to obey your laws forever, no matter what. Now, look at Hebrews 12, verse 14. Here we go. The Bible says, follow peace with all men. Follow peace with all men. Follow peace with all men. And holiness, which is a separation unto God. That's what holiness really is, a separation unto God, from the world unto God. That's why you're holy. You're separated unto God. I want you to get this in your mind, not because you wear certain things or do certain things. You're holy unto God because God said, this microphone stand, this microphone is holy unto me. That means that that microphone and that mic stand right there is never to go or do anything other than what brings glory and honor to the kingdom of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So it's holy unto the Lord. It's exclusive unto the Lord. Let me say it like that. He says, without holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Now, we want to throw that off into eternity in the future, but quite frankly, when the power of God is moving like He should and wants to inside of this house, then you can know that you'll be able to see God working inside of your life. If you're separated unto God, if you're following peace with all men, keep peace. All right? Sometimes you need to hold your peace. I'm throwing my hand up. Hold your peace. Separate yourself unto God. And you'll see God working in your life. That's a great scripture right there, isn't it? But it gets better. Now, it gets a little tough, but it gets better. looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God. Watch this. Fail. Man, can you imagine failing of the grace of God? How does that happen? Lest any root of bitterness. Now, this is a forward motion right here of what takes place when a seed gets in your heart. Lest a root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many are defiled. Now, watch the illustration. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Watch this. Now, this ties back in context to verse 15. If you've got this root of bitterness on the inside of you, and you know, if you haven't read the story of Esau, Jacob and Esau, he had it because he sold his birthright and his brother conned him out of it. He gave up his birthright for a bowl of beans. Y'all haven't read that story. Go home and read that story. For a temporary thing, Esau sold an eternal thing. For a 15-minute thrill, I gave away something eternal. Now look at what this says. He says, a profane person. He calls Esau a profane person. Now wait. Let me back up a minute. This has so much in it. Esau had the birthright. Now that he doesn't have the birthright, he's allowed something to get on the inside of him against his own brother. And now God calls him, he would have been the chosen son. It wouldn't have been Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It would have been Abraham, Isaac, and Esau. But he gave it away. And now the one who would have been called chosen is now called a profane person. Let me just say to you, my dear friends, I know people in this building, people watching right now, some of you have been saved for a long time, but please don't be arrogant, pride-filled enough to say that it can't happen to you. Can't have, oh, preachers can't be touched. The devil is a lie. Everybody's got to stay prayed up. Everybody's got to stay in the Word of God. Everybody's got to be on guard. Now more than ever before. He says this is a profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Now look at verse 17. For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. That is one of the saddest verses of Scripture in all of the Bible. To think that I am seeking God's forgiveness and repenting with what I think is all of my heart with tears, but there's no change in my mind. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let me read it to you from a different version. Maybe you get it this way. Make every effort, verse 14, to live in peace with men, with all men, and to be holy. Without holiness, no one sees the Lord. See to it that no one misses the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. See that no one is sexually immoral or is godless like Esau, who for a single meal sold his inheritance right as the oldest son. Afterward, as you know, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected. He, listen to this line, he could bring about no change of mind, though he sought the blessing with tears. All right, I want to give you a few definitions in this particular passage of Scripture that are extremely important for you. Here it is. Go ahead and just throw it up on that screen right there. Go back just a little bit. One, go back. There we go. Right there. All right, so look at root. This is important for you. He said, be careful lest a root of bitterness, a root of bitterness. This term root here is definitely a connotation for tree. For a tree, but it is more than that. He says it is a tree that has roots that is deeply embedded and firmly fixed. It's got itself down in that ground, and it's holding on. Second thing he says, and there's three things right here in this little short phrase. He says, lest a root of bitterness springing up, which identifies here in the Greek as a tender, tiny tender plant, like a small little beginning little plant, a little tender thing. He said, don't even allow that to jump up out of the ground. Oh, I'll deal with it later. Oh, it's no big deal. Come on now. But you know it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. He's saying right here, if you let it start getting a stronghold, a place in your life, and you don't pluck it out by the roots. This is what I don't get. This is what I don't get. I know we've got an awful lot of, some Roundup or something, you can go and spray the weed. And people, we are so content to go over and spray something and then wait for days for it to die. Or one of my favorite dumb commercials is the fragrance spray that the guy, the dogs and the garbage and everything is all in the house, and he just wants to come in. He don't want to clean it. He just wants to spray stuff in there so it smells better for a few moments. I don't know. I know they had poisons and stuff when I was growing up, but when Daddy said go out there and pull those weeds that's in the cracks of the carport, you get it. You make sure you get it by the root, because you know and I know that if you leave a root, it will be back not many days hence. That little tender thing will grow up into a tree if you let it stay there long enough. Then it says this. He says, that little tender root will trouble you. Now, friends, this is where it's getting in our spirit here. This little tender plant now, this bitterness, this root of bitterness, which is an acid to the soul. It is an infection in the soul. It is an infection in the soul. He said, if you let it sit there, it's going to trouble you, which means to harass, to vex, to annoy you, to stalk you. I'll just tell you right now, if you have an offense and that's all you keep talking about, though it's been 20 years ago, you haven't pulled it up by the roots yet. So let's go just a little step further in getting this and breaking this scripture down. There's so much, I'm coming across the top here for you a little bit. Hebrews 12, 14, 15, he comes in there and he says, once it springs up and it's coming and it's troubling you, here's the problem. It will not just trouble you. Now, churches are dying and are divided because people are offended and they pass on their infection and their offense to other people. Let me just throw the church to the side for a minute. Businesses are dying because somebody, and I'm going to show you where it comes and the pattern of it, because somebody gets offended inside of that business, and the next thing you know, they start talking trash about the boss, about the business, about the product. And then the owner, who's trying to do everything he can to keep the business open and supplying a paycheck to that employee and insurance to that employee and whatever that may be, they're talking trash over here, and he's wondering why the sale's not going up. Next thing you know, he has to turn around and lay people off. And they get mad. Come on, somebody. Where did it start? It started with a root of bitterness that sprung up inside of their life as a tender little plant that was never dealt with. And I want you to hear me tonight. There is a biblical way of dealing with every situation, including offense. And if you don't deal with it, you can stand in church week after week and lift your hands and sing the same songs, but your prayers, your praise, and nothing else is going anywhere as long as that root of bitterness. I'm going to show you from the scripture here tonight. It's not going anywhere.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org. Or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org. And I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.